Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, my name is Antonio T. Smith, Jr. I'd like to now present to you Let's Talk Tuesdays from the greatest staff on all the planet. This is a day of the week in which my staff, the greatest staff in the world, speaks and trains and coaches. And without further ado, we have our very own Michelle Mueller, the CEO and founder of the One Red Shoe Foundation.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome, and thank you for joining us this evening. My name is Michelle Mueller, and I am the founder and CEO of the One Red Shoe Foundation. And we're just going to go ahead and get started. Tonight's topic is, it's okay, you're still growing. We all need to take the time and grow as people. Sometimes we are put in a position where we have no choice but to grow. In my case, I had a life-saving, life-changing, amazing breakthrough. And then what comes after the breakthrough is the need and want for transformation. Whatever your transformation may be, you may be starting your own business or relaunching an existing one. You may have an idea or a plan. You have something to offer the world, and you want to be the best at what you do. And first of all, I want to say congratulations. Congratulations for choosing you and choosing to do something that makes you happy. And with anything that brings you to a better you, a better life, comes hard work. So you're ready. You are ready to do this. You dive in full speed. You're going to have to prove how great you are. You read books. You listen to podcasts. You take classes. Now you and Google are BFFs. You even get a coach. You are constantly and consistently pouring into yourself. You have so much information stored in your brain, you're not sure even if you will remember any of it when the need comes. Some of it makes sense. Some of it doesn't. Most of it's new information. But you trust your teachers. You trust your coach. You trust what you read. You see that it works for somebody else. When you choose to grow, you don't even want to watch TV anymore. You don't want to go to the movies, and that's okay, because the only thing that you want to do is watch your vision come to life, and your friends don't get it. So then some of them are silently thinking that you feel you're too good for them now, just because you chose a class over a night out. But you're not mad at them. They are forgiven. Your level of awareness is changing. You are growing. You are pumped. You are unstoppable. You got this. Then it happens. You make some mistakes and your confidence is affected. You fall short of your own expectations. You start doubting your decisions. You feel more frustrated than you feel motivated. Your subconscious tells you to give up, and you do for a moment, even for a day. You're overwhelmed and you're exhausted. You start to procrastinate, and now you're faking it, just isn't making it anymore. And you break down. It happens. I have a true story to tell you. I had a conversation with someone the other day, and she was going through everything I just described. She was frustrated. She was doubting herself. She said growth was way too hard, and she didn't want to be uncomfortable anymore. She admitted that she didn't even think she had what it takes to keep up with everyone. Called herself a failure, and she broke down and cried. I knew exactly what had happened. She had stopped believing in herself. And when that happens, limited beliefs and bad habits start to reappear. I looked at her, and I told her, it's okay. You're still growing. I told her, you're going to have days like this. Take it easy on yourself. You've had bad habits for a long time. It's going to take a while. I told her that mistakes aren't failures. A mistake isn't even a mistake. It's an opportunity to do it again with a new plan, a better way. You aren't the only one struggling. Reach out. Ask for help. Accept that help. Yes, I understand. You're exhausted. Good. That means you're working on you. You're working on your dreams. But you also have to take a moment to celebrate your accomplishments. Otherwise, nothing will ever be good enough for you. Let stuff go. Let people go. The people who are meant to be there will be there. The others will fall off. And stop comparing yourself to others. Nobody else can be you. the only person you have to prove anything to is you. And I told her she needed to start being comfortable with being uncomfortable. Why? Because it's just a small price to pay for living your dreams. You need to believe in the work that you are doing. You need to believe in the impact you will have, whether it's big or small. And most importantly, you need to believe in you. Yes, I told her, you do have what it takes. You are good enough. You have a gift. You just aren't finding out how to present it to the world yet. And it's okay to have these moments. It's okay because you're still growing. You always have to remember why you're doing this. Why are you doing this? And you're doing it for you. There's going to be sacrifices. Yes, growing is hard, but you have to keep pushing. And when you can't push anymore, you need to pull yourself. You never know who's watching you. You never know who's going to be, who you are inspiring. Growing means that you're going to find things about yourself that you don't like. You need to accept them and change them. And you also need to love yourself. It's okay, though. You're still growing. And I'm sure you're wondering what happened to the woman that I had this conversation with, the one who, if only for a moment, stopped believing in herself and broke down and said she couldn't do it. Well, you've been listening to her talk for the last 15 minutes. I had this conversation with me the other day. And I was able, I had it in the bathroom, in the mirror, and I had a great argument back and forth with myself. Let me tell you, between the tears streaking down my face and me trying to pump myself up and only just to pump myself down, you're going to have these moments. You're growing. You're finding out about yourself. The best thing about it was I quit. I quit for 5 minutes, went back out there, went to work, and came back and quit for 5 more minutes. You're going to have these moments, but you're still growing. It's okay. You're still growing. Antonio said this to me a while ago. He said, it's okay. You're still growing. And I repeat it to myself daily, sometimes several times a day. And when the tough gets going, you got to understand. You have to realize he's doing this for you. You're the only one who's going to do it for you. So with that being said, my name is Michelle, and we're going to have moments like this, but it's okay. You are still growing.
Wow, that was very powerful, powerful, powerful. Everyone is right now giving Michelle a round of applause. You just can't hear it because I have you all muted. Okay, wow, wonderful twist. The person she was talking to the whole time was herself. And I didn't know that. I thought she was talking, and she deals with a lot of people in the nonprofit industry. I thought she was telling someone who was homeless or something like that, but she was talking to herself. We are grateful. Right now we're going to open it up for the Q&A. If anyone has any questions, comments, just want to shower her with love, anything like that, please, by now or by all means, do so now.
Hello, hello, Michelle. Michelle, how you doing? This is Brian Johnson.
Hey, Raz.
Hey, what's going on? I want to tell you, you did a dynamic job, man. I'm like, the way you just took that story and flipped it and then brought it back to yourself, that was awesome. You had me going. Like, I thought you was really, you know, talking about somebody. Well, you was talking about somebody, but, you know, dynamic job. Awesome.
Thanks.
Awesome. You're still growing. Thank you for letting me know that. I'm still growing, so I can quit beating myself up.
Stop beating yourself up. Don't do that.
I'm still growing. I really appreciate that. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is definitely a powerful message. Before we take on the next question, Michelle, if you would like to address, you tell them don't do that. Why don't you tell the audience why he shouldn't beat himself up because he's still growing?
Because look how long you've had bad habits. I mean, I had bad habits for 24 years. You're not going to change overnight. And if you change, you're not going to learn while you change. You're going to keep making the same mistakes twice. You need to learn some things the hard way. You need to have moments. Don't beat yourself up. You gotta enjoy the process. You have to give yourself small victories. If you don't celebrate your accomplishments, you're never going to think you're good enough.
That's a perfect answer there. That sounds like good to me. Anybody else? Question, comment, show of love, donation of $10 million you would like to give.
Hey, Michelle. This is Deanna.
Hey, Deanna.
Oh. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you so very much for your transparency this evening. It definitely helped me. It reminded me that I am still growing and not to be so hard on myself because of that. You know, if you make a mistake, keep moving. Don't let it pull you down. So I just want to thank you for your transparency and letting me know that, no, I'm not suffering alone and to keep moving. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Sweet. Awesome. Anybody else? Anyone else?
Hey, Michelle. It's Shannon.
Hey, Shannon.
Of course, you know you did an awesome job. You always help me every time that you speak, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for sharing and being transparent, and I'm so super proud of you. Keep up the great, great, great work. I love you.
Okay, she's coming. She's having a headphones issue. Are you there, Michelle?
I'm here.
Okay, she was telling you. Repeat it again for me, Shannon.
Oh, of course. I just wanted to tell you that you did a great job. You really helped me, but you always do. Your transparency and just being so open. And I know that you go into very extensive preparation in order to deliver to us. And so I'm just very, very proud of you, and I'm very appreciative of your words and your spirit. Thank you very much, and I love you.
Oh, Shannon, thank you. I love you, too.
Okay, anybody else?
Hey, Michelle, this is Grace.
Hey, Grace.
Amazing job this evening. Thank you for letting me know that mistakes are just an opportunity to change for the better. Thank you so much. You did an awesome job this evening.
Thank you so much, Grace. Thank you.
All right. We're doing good. Got a lot of people on the phone. We've got some new people calling in. I can see you. If you want to say something, you're more than welcome. If you like this phone call, Michelle has one heck of a story. She spent 25 years homeless. Or in homeless-like situations, I should say. I let her tell her own story. You definitely want to hear when she tells you it's okay. You're still growing. She's speaking from a place of experience. Anybody want to ask a question? Have anything to add? Okay. Well, I will let Michelle close us out here in 1 second. Let me just first give a few announcements. Next week, we will have the CFO of the DeMarie Group, who has $2 million clients that I know of. Her name is Grace Sandals. She will be on, the Chief Financial Officer of the DeMarie Group, also inside the ATS company. Grace is going to give us a wonderful talk. Grace, if you're there, can you tell us what you're going to be talking about?
Yes, sir. I'll be talking about how rejecting is killing you.
Okay. Got a little echo. Rejecting what?
Hold on, sir.
That's okay. They've muted phones. They must be right by each other.
How rejecting is killing you.
Oh, how rejecting is killing you. All right, that sounds good. So join us next Tuesday, 7 o'clock, for Grace Sanders, the Chief Financial Officer of the DeMarie Group, also inside the ATSJR companies. They are amazing. Michelle, you now have the last word.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you, everybody, for joining in and listening. And remember that growing is hard. You're going to have these moments. Don't be so hard on yourself. You are doing a great job. And reach out to somebody, because you're not suffering alone. There's people out there who have moments just like me every day, and they give up. And don't give up. It's okay. You're still growing.
Sounds good to me. Thank you all. See you next Tuesday, 7 p.m. God bless you and good night.